A woman in Sheboygan County was neglecting her baby son. A jury decided she was an unfit parent. So the son went into foster care, and the county started clearing the way for him to be adopted by someone. But at a hearing, the judge said the mother seemed to be turning herself around, so he let her keep her parental rights for a while the son stayed in foster care. But the county said that decision broke state law, and the state Supreme Court unanimously agrees. The court says it's clear state law requires government to put the best interests of neglected and abused children first, before the rights of their unfit parents. That reasoning makes sense to child advocate Ann Arneson of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. After all, children can't take care of themselves.
There's a lot of tension between parental rights and protecting children. There always has been, and that's why these cases are always so difficult. But I think we have to look at the future of the child, and children do need a stable, permanent environment. And if the parent can't provide that environment, then I think the state has to protect that child.
However, some court decisions in the past have said the rights of even unfit parents could be more important than children's best interests. But in its latest ruling, the state Supreme Court reversed those decisions, and now it's unequivocal. The best interests of children are more important than the rights of an unfit parent. The Supreme Court sent the matter of the Sheboygan mother back to the original judge, who may end up terminating her parental rights, or he might not. The important thing is that he justify whatever he decides in terms of what's best for the boy. The mother's lawyer, Ron Sonderhaus, admits the decision makes sense. He also says the mother has visited the son in foster care, where he's been for the last 2.5 years. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.